I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner, with a history lesson this time around. We're going all the way back to the Civil War, July 1862, to be specific. The war had been going on for well over a year, and coins were in short supply. People on both sides, Union and Confederacy, were hoarding coins like mad. Coins then were made of silver and copper, and both of those metals were being used for the war effort. There were just no coins to be had in circulation. Stores had trouble making change on purchases. And in July 1862, the United States government announced that uncancelled United States stamps could be used as money. Now, stamps in their original form are pretty fragile, and there's no way they could be used as is in place of coins. A man named John Galt immediately came up with a solution to that problem, and by August he had patented a metal frame to hold stamp coins. The patent office obviously worked a lot faster then than it does now. Galt used a round brass frame about the size of a quarter to hold the stamps that would be used as coins. The back of the new coin, the brass part, at first had the word Galt embossed on it. He charged a 20% markup to businesses that used these frames to make change for their customers. Then he got an even better idea. He sold ads on the back of the stamp coins. At 2 cents per coin for the ads, Galt cleaned up. Over 30 different businesses, from hotels and patent medicines to insurance companies and stores like Lord & Taylor's, advertised on the back of these stamp frames. Now, stamps are rectangular, and coins are round, so the stamps had to be fitted into the frames by bending down the corners and tucking them under, so they'd fit into the round frames. There was a small piece of cardboard backing to separate the stamp from the frame, and the front of the stamp was covered with a thin sheet of transparent mica. Finally, a ring of brass with a hole in it, so you could see most of the stamp, snapped or molded over the mica so the stamp was held in tightly. Brass buttons had been made for years by pushing two pieces together to make one, and that manufacturing process was easily adapted to make these stamp coins. Sadly for John Galt, though, later in 1862, the government began issuing paper money in denominations less than a dollar, so the stamp coins were no longer needed, and they quickly disappeared from circulation. Most people tore open the brass cases and just used the stamps inside for postage, so intact stamp coins are pretty rare today. What about their value? Most stamp coins are in fair to good condition, and they're worth a few hundred dollars each. You'll seldom see one in excellent shape, because they just didn't hold up well. Now, the odds are that you'll never find one of these stamp coins with your metal detector. If you did, water damage would almost certainly have long since destroyed the stamp inside. It's always possible, of course, that you could find a cache, like a sealed box, for instance, that had one of these in it. Or maybe even a whole bunch. In that case, they could well be in excellent condition. But even though the odds are slim of us finding one in the field, most treasure hunters are interested in learning all we can about the history of the coinage of our country, and I, for one, think these stamp coins are pretty fascinating. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.